This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. Hope it's been great so far and continues to be great. Director of Community Engagement and Outreach for Smart Approaches to Marijuana, Will Jones, is on the phone with us. We've had you on, Will, I think it was almost exactly a year ago. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Glad to be back on. Thanks for having me.
So I saw an article pop up from the Wall Street Journal about Oregon. Now, I am nowhere near Oregon, and most people listening to us right now are in either Illinois or Missouri, so we're not exactly well-versed in the laws of Oregon. But they made news with their decriminalization of all drugs in, I think it was 2020. Well, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that there is a massive backlash against that law because, surprise, surprise, drug use has just run rampant. I don't know if you're following this, but if you are, could you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, we're definitely following what's happening there. And as you said, drug use has increased substantially in Oregon. And as you said, to a certain extent, it shouldn't come as a surprise. What Oregon did with their decriminalization law was we view it as really irresponsible in the way that they went about it. The treatment, so many programs for people that would develop problems. Nothing was in place. They just said essentially people could do whatever drugs they want to do without consequences. And we've seen, I mean, there was an article that just came out in the AP 2 days ago that their fentanyl crisis there is getting out of hand. Interestingly enough, people now in Oregon are wanting to reverse that law that was passed that decriminalized all drugs. And so we're working actually there in Oregon with people at the grassroots level to kind of help reverse that law. So we're going to see what happens with that. But it's just like you said, drug use has increased. No surprise. People are seeing the consequences and people aren't liking it.
Well, this is kind of a test. I mean, Oregon has gone further, as far as I know, than any other state has with the legalization, I should say decriminalization, of all drugs. What now is the solution for them that you're working on?
So it would definitely be peeling back measure 110, which is the measure that was passed that decriminalized drugs there. And again, having a more responsible policy with drugs. We don't want to encourage people, you know, our drug policies that we have, we don't want to encourage people to use drugs that, as we're seeing in Oregon, can increase substance abuse, that can increase people that are struggling with abuse problems. This is not helpful when there's kind of a encouraging atmosphere around drug use, which is what, you know, how Measure 110 has gone down in Oregon. And so we definitely want to see Measure 110 repealed in something that would be, instead have laws that would be more that would discourage drug use more.
Yeah, Will, I think when I read this article from Wall Street Journal, it just, to me, was a harbinger of, hey, look, this is what could happen. And it really brought to mind the interview that you and I did last year at about this time, because you guys look all over the country and you say, well, this state has done this. If you do that, you will probably have the same outcomes, you know, because everybody's doing this kind of in different orders and different ways. So when I thought, well, that's what Oregon's dealing with. They're dealing with tremendous buyer's remorse over this decriminalization law for all drugs. So I thought, well, Will, you'd know a little bit more about where we're at in both Illinois and Missouri. You know, Missouri just passed the amendment, I think it was last year, the year before, that legalized all marijuana in the state of Missouri. And I got to tell you, personally, where I'm standing right now, there's somebody in this building, because this is a multi-floor building that we're in St. Louis. You know, somewhere below my feet or above my head, there is a resident in this building that now has decided, well, now that it's legal, I'm going to smoke pot all day, every day, and everybody else just has to deal with that. Like, these are the things that I didn't even think would be a ramification of passing these laws. But where is Missouri? We'll start with there. As far as where you guys are working and where you think we're headed in Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Missouri, you know, as we're seeing this, not just Missouri, but states across the country, we're seeing a lot of states that are, you know, moving down the road of full recreational legalization of marijuana. And that's the first step for people. Let me be clear here. There's some people that have a broader agenda of decriminalizing and even potentially legalizing all drugs. That is some of the organizations that have advocated for marijuana legalization and that have worked to change marijuana policies. Their broader aim that they do not hide is the legalization of all drugs. There are, that's an open stated objective of some organizations out there. I think some people, though, when they're voting for, as we've seen in states that have voted for marijuana legalization, their concern is primarily just they don't want anyone to have an arrest record or go to jail for smoking a joint, right? And so these organizations with broader aims in terms of decriminalization of all drugs and potentially legalization of all drugs, they've taken advantage of people's desire to see a different approach to marijuana policy, and they've really, I think, exploited that to push drug laws a lot farther and more extreme than anybody really wanted or imagined, which is what you're seeing in Missouri and especially in Illinois as well. You mentioned that. And we're seeing increased use. I don't think it should come as a surprise, but we're seeing it as increased use in marijuana use, and especially among young people in states that have legalized marijuana. And that's because we have such a massive proliferation of stores and of commercialization of advertisements, on whether that impacts on social media advertisements, whether that's billboards and other things like that. We're seeing increases in almost every state that's legalized. And so I think that's what we're seeing definitely in Illinois and also as well beginning in Missouri.
Yeah, Will, last time I talked to you, you made a very important distinction. And I've really held on to that because I thought that's a very smart, it's a smart approach to marijuana. Lo and behold, that's the name of your organization. You guys make a distinction between legalization and decriminalization of marijuana for the reasons that we've now seen in both of these states that I sit on the border of Illinois and Missouri here, that it becomes, instead of just, oh, the dude who wanted to smoke a joint on New Year's Eve, it becomes a giant industry with now lobbyists and all this money in it once it becomes legal, that it's really hard to put the genie back in the bottle with.
100%. And while we're seeing a lot more buyer's remorse with decriminalization of all drugs in Oregon, and again, we're working to push back Measure 110 there, when it comes to marijuana commercialization, you have such a big lobby. We have big tobacco companies, some of the top, you know, like Altria, the parent company of Marlboro, has invested billions of dollars into the cannabis industry. We have Heineken, Molson Coors, Blue Moon, Corona. All of these top alcohol and tobacco companies have invested into the cannabis industry. And so it's really hard once a state has gone down this road to push that back, because just like you said, the lobbyists that are in play, just like we see with, you know, Big Pharma, we saw with Big Tobacco in the past, once they're able to kind of get their foothold, it's kind of hard to push back against that. But what we are seeing is increases when you have massive commercialization and glamorization of a substance, right? Naturally, use increases. And cannabis use disorder is rising in states that have legalized, which is of huge concern. Mental health cases, crisis from some of these high-potency products, that is increasing as well, something that we're looking at and following, as well as a lot of families, and we're actually working with parents across the country that are seeing this, but parents that have had kids that have committed suicide because of their cannabis use. And cannabis, it interacts with your brain in a, you know, much different way than, say, alcohol or nicotine. It has, particularly when people start at a young age, mental health issues abound with use of that, and that's something that we're seeing. And again, that's very different when you're talking about marijuana than just saying, if someone has a joint, we're not going to prosecute that. Legalization and commercialization, which is what Missouri and Illinois have done, says, okay, well, you can have the stores, you can have the advertisements, you can have, you know, you can promote it, you can have different types of advertisements, et cetera. And that's a far cry from just saying, if you happen to have a joint, we're going to look the other way.
Yeah. So do you, at Smart Approaches to Marijuana, are you counseling with parents? I mean, what is your role then if a parent has had an issue with their kid or, you know, God forbid, suicide happen? What is your role there with a parent?
So we're not an intervention or treatment organization. We do connect people at times to those resources if we come across, you know, as someone that's in need of that. But our primary role is really to elevate the voice, to bring these stories to public awareness, to bring these stories before legislators. And so when there is a parent that has lost a child to suicide from cannabis use, or in some cases, parents have lost kids to people driving under the influence of marijuana, that's something that's also significantly increased in states that have legalized. So like fatalities from people driving under the influence have more than doubled in places like Washington and Oregon and other places like that. So oftentimes when a parent loses their child tragically in a way like that, they have a real mission and passion to share their story so that it doesn't happen to other parents, to other families, to other kids. And so that's where anyone that's looking to tell their story, to kind of amplify that story, we are working with them, partnering with them to bring their voice to the national level to say what's actually happening, what it looks like when a state commercializes marijuana and the impact that can have on youth.
Will, if somebody is listening to us talking about this right now and they either in that situation or they know somebody who is, or they just want to connect with you otherwise and hear about some of those resources, where do you want them to go?
Go to www.learnaboutsam.org and reach out to, you know, just shoot us an email from there. Contact is available from there. And we're definitely, again, looking to partner with anyone that's kind of gone, seen the unfortunate consequences of these policies. We want to help anyone that's trying to get their story out there. So go to www.learnaboutsam.org and get in touch with us.
SAM being short for Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Will, thank you so much for your time and your continued work, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Appreciate it.
We are going to talk about writing coming up next. I know it's not a topic we typically talk a whole lot about on this show, but it's Thanksgiving weekend, a little bit of a break from the normal. We'll do that next here on Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.